USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
The Supreme Court is deliberating on whether Donald Trump is immune from criminal prosecution for actions he took while in office, focusing on federal election interference charges. Thursday, Trump's attorney, D. John Sauer, argued that prosecuting a president for official acts is incompatible with the Constitution.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts.
While special counsel attorney Michael Dreeben argued against absolute immunity. Dallas-based Southwest Airlines is suspending its operations at four major airports, including George Bush Intercontinental in Houston. The carrier is reporting that despite a record $6.3 billion in revenue in the first quarter of this year, it lost over $230 million in that same time frame. The company says those losses, coupled with the delayed deliveries of new aircraft from Boeing, has led to the decision to suspend service at the airports. The World Health Organization says teen use of alcohol and e-cigarettes is alarming. In a new analysis, the WHO said the findings show a concerning picture. The most commonly used substance among adolescents is alcohol, with more than half of 15-year-olds saying they've tried it at least once. Nearly 1 in 10 teens say they've been drunk, with the rate increasing among older teens. Kim Kardashian is promoting criminal justice reform at the White House. The reality TV star joined Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday to help promote a new rule from the Small Business Administration that will lift loan restrictions for people with criminal records. Kardashian is a longtime advocate for nonviolent drug offenders and helped elevate the issue during the Trump administration. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden is unveiling new investments enabled by the Bipartisan Chips and Sciences Act. USA's John Schaefer with the details.
Thursday in Syracuse, New York, Biden announced a $6 billion deal with semiconductor manufacturer Micron.
In 2022, together with Leader Schumer, we wrote the Chips and Science Act. We used to invest significant amounts of money in research and development. We stopped doing it, but I was determined we're going to do it again. It's one of the most significant science and technology investments in our history.
This investment will aid in establishing two manufacturing hubs, one in Clay, New York, near Syracuse, and the other in Boise, Idaho, where Micron is headquartered. Boosting semiconductor production in the U.S. has been a central priority for Biden's administration.
Economic growth in the U.S. during the first quarter of the year was significantly slower than expected. According to the Commerce Department's latest figures, gross domestic product, the GDP, increased by 1.6%, falling short of economists' forecast of a 2.4% raise. The University of California is canceling its main commencement ceremony. This comes after on-campus protests have taken place following the school informing the valedictorian she would not be giving her speech. The student had been opposed by pro-Israel groups, and the school cited unspecified security concerns when canceling her speech. I'm Jen Gelber, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.